You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did you see that Loveland opened up?
Oh, I did not see that.
People can go ski now. Yeah, they opened up yesterday, so you can get some pow-pow. I'm sure it's some sort of reservation system or something. I don't know all the deets, but
right.
Check online before you head up.
And there's fresh snow coming tonight for the high country. Is that right, I think? I think so. I think tonight the high country could be getting some fresh snow.
Yeah, good.
So there you go. Jeremy and I were talking off air yesterday about the trials and tribulations of social media and what we have both had to do. But you were pretty, I'd say, vocal about it. Do you want to take the lead on this?
My trials and tribulations was pretty much saying, man, Facebook sucks. It's funny. Like, I don't want everyone to instantly go to political with this. There's multiple reasons that I've been doing this. I am a huge fan right now of the snooze for 30 days option.
Isn't it the best?
Very, very passionate about this option right now because I actually just kind of stumbled on it. I thought it was you're friends with somebody or you're not, basically. And I still want to stay friends with a lot of these people, so I discovered this mute button, basically, so these people don't come up in my newsfeed for 30 days. Mm-hmm. So maybe it gives them 30 days to change some attitudes, change what they're posting. We'll see. It's kind of a test run for me. Like, if they come back after 30 days and they're still spewing nonsense, then I might have to let them go. All right? And again, it's not just all political. Like, there's other things on there that people are posting. I'm like, this is stupid. This is boring. Why am I even friends with you? Snooze for 30 days. Previous coworkers, snooze them.
I use both techniques. I do the snooze, but then I also do the unfollow, which means you remain friends, but their stuff just doesn't pop up in your newsfeed. It's like a permanent snooze.
I do like that, too.
So that's a good
one.
And I find that I use that one a lot because, I am not perfect at social media. There's no doubt. I put a post up yesterday, and I even closed it by saying something semi-snarky like, and now after this, you can go back to all of the puppy and children photos on Facebook. Because I was trying to go in a different direction, you know, heaven forbid, it wasn't a picture of my meal.
Oh,
it
my
wasn't,
God. I saw your post yesterday. Awesome post. Kudos to you. Very well written, very passionate and powerful about veterans. It was a very powerful post yesterday.
Is there a butt coming?
I just had to laugh because there's your post. And then you make your way over to my Facebook page. And I posted a picture of a baby shower gift that my wife recently gave to my sister. The thing on the box says, everybody loves a warm wipe. And it's talking about warm butt wipes that you can keep in your bathroom. And it's a picture. And my caption was, I can actually feel this picture. Oh, so warm. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was a funny, is it a juxtaposition? Is that the
very
word?
Very good, yes.
Where
perfect.
Dom is posting very passionate things, very well written. And here, if you go into my Facebook page, we're talking about butt wipes.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's kind of what makes this show work, I think.
And it's kind of what makes Facebook work. Because you can have some fun, and then at the same time, something can be poignant and thought-provoking.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
I do try to do both of those, but yeah, sometimes people need to be snoozed. I've got one friend in particular who does really severe rants.
Mm.
What I posted yesterday was not a rant whatsoever. I was just me responding to a question from somebody about Veterans Day. And so I posted my thoughts on there, and I even thanked the person for their question, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't a rant of any sort. But I've got this one friend who is a champion ranter. Like, everything is double exclamation points. And it's how this group of people is stupid, and this group of people is stupid, and this is stupid, and I'm sick of this, and blah, blah, and it's just these rants. And I'm like, well, I don't want to unfriend them because we are friends in real life.
Right.
And here's a let me jump in real quick and say this. Don't you find it interesting that there are people on social media who behave completely differently than they are in real life?
Absolutely. Like, I know a few people like that. When I'm talking to them in real life, they're, you know, who they are. And then I see them on Facebook and I'm like, you are a totally different person. I had no idea.
There's got to be some sort of psychological explanation for that. I mean, I know there's an anonymity to it.
That's but the thing, at the you same can hide time, behind it.
But you're not anonymous because your name and your photo and everything is on there. But there's right. still something there, because this one friend I have known for years, and any face-to-face gathering we have, so pleasant, so, you know, well-spoken, mild-mannered, and then on Facebook they are
raving, huh?
Yes. So I put them on unfollow about 2 years ago, where I was just like, I just can't, I don't need that kind of negative energy in my life. That's, right?
That's a huge thing, negative energy.
So a couple of years went by, and I saw that they had, I think, commented on somebody else. And I thought, oh, you know, I haven't seen, I'll bet in 2 years they have they've mellowed out. So I went back and clicked on the thing to follow them again. And when I logged back in, I don't know, later that night, the very first thing I saw on my feed was a post from them with a massive rant about how these people were blanking idiots and mm-hmm. this is that. And it's not even political. It was something else, but they're just on their soapbox screaming.
Bashing. Well, back to Facebook jail for you.
It was. I mean, immediately I was like, well, 2 years made no difference. They're still
at it. And it's one of those things. It's like, do you step back after you post all that and think, wow, I'm really going to change some people's minds with this post, or I'm really going to change some views and attitudes? You're not.
No.
You're not changing anybody's view.
Whether it's politics or anything else, people have their tribes. And your tribes read and support what you do. And there is some psychology to that. So if you post something that's a rant, if one person agrees with you and they comment and they go, oh my God, you're so right, you know, thank you for saying this, you could have 9,000 other people who roll their eyes and go, oh my God. But that one person commented and gave you an attaboy or an attagirl.
Just keeps juicing you then.
And you're like, all right, the whole world wants to know what I have to say about this.
It's hitting my pleasure button right now.
Yeah, and it's an interesting psychology. And so pretty soon, the people who disagree with you have unfollowed you. They might still be friends, but they're not seeing your feeds. So now the only people you're talking to are people that you agree with.
Right. Which is just fuel on the fire.
Right. You've all put up these little walls. You've got these little silos that you live within. And so you all say this and you back each other up, while this other group over here that disagrees with you has got their own little tribe going and they're backing each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that they're convincing other people.
Right.
About, you know, whether or not
they're
you
just
should
convincing
wear a mask
each other
or you should do this. And it's like, it's just your own tribe.
Putting the posts aside, do you ever block people just because you hate their face?
No.
Really? Oh, I do. No. Like,
there's
like old friends, maybe people I've worked with in the past, things like that. I don't want to see their face, so I hide them. I don't even want to see them. But then I still kind of want to know what's going on.
I will, and please, people, do not take this wrong and do not get upset. I'm just speaking for myself, and I'm not even angry about it. It's just an observation. But I also have another friend who 100% of her posts are her two kids.
Mm.
Her profile picture are just her kids. It's not her. And 100% of her posts are pictures of her kids doing things. And, you know, and they're both under 10. And so it's, this is my kids doing this. This is my kids doing that. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on for years.
It's too much. So you have a life too. What are you up to?
Right. That's what I think. I'm like, I occasionally putting something about your children is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a social media page. Your friends probably would like to be in, they'd probably be interested in you. Like, what show are you binge watching right now that I haven't heard about? Oh, that's cool. But instead, it's like, here's my 4-year-old did this artwork. And it's like, okay.
Oh, good. Another picture of your kid.
And again, some people are mad that I'm saying this, but I'm just speaking.
Again, they're not going to stop, though. They're not going to stop.
They won't stop. No, they would never stop. But that's just unfollowed.
It's and like, how about the vague bookers, too? I snooze them, the vague bookers, the status is, oh, it happened again. And that's it. Oh, I can't believe he said that to me, .. And it's just like, what? Then they're just asking for, what happened? Are you okay? Tell me more. You're the best. I love you. Don't worry. Things are going to go your way. You know, it's that for 45 comments, and then you still get to the bottom, and you have no idea what went on. I hate vague bookers.
Listen.
Snooze them.
Why don't you just play around? Why don't you do a vague book today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to.
Do one. Think of a really good one that's the most vague thing you can do and post it on your Facebook page.
One, yeah. All right, I will.
Your personal one, and see what the reaction is. But come up with a real... What would
let's
be a
talk
good
about
let's,
that. Off the
let's craft this right now.
You want to? Well, it's always like, I can't believe he said that. I can't believe it happened again.
No, but it needs to be more life-changing.
Changing.
Like
this is the best news I've ever received. This is...
No, it's got to be the other way. Because vague book is people asking for sympathy.
Oh,
so it
okay.
could be it could it needs to be something along the lines of, well, I guess this changes my life,
yeah.
period, and not for
things,
the better.
Yeah. Things just keep getting worse.
Something like that.
Yes. I'm gonna do it.
Do that. And then let me know off the air when you're about to do it so I can be the very first comment, like, oh no, what happened?
Oh, not again. It's okay, you're amazing. We still love you.